Committee to order Monday, the 16th of March, 2020. Is anyone recording? No one's recording. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perrone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock, Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Okay, could I have the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any public comment? Limit your comment to 3 minutes.
Is it on? Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. I would like the committee, why they're together tonight, to think about what the plans are going forward, because even with the turnout tonight, after tomorrow, we won't be able to hold this meeting. I would like you to think about maybe putting all the questions on paper ballots so that people can all vote for the questions on ballot and vote for the people they want to serve them, so we don't have to worry about having a meeting that we can't have. Thank you.
I think it's clear that that's going to be a something that we need to talk about today and moving forward. And I mean, it's unprecedented territory, and so I think that we just need to kind of brainstorm as to how we're best going to handle that. It's certainly becoming clearer and clearer that even in May, we're going to be dealing with this same situation. I don't know how other, you know, most of the districts have these meetings this time of year, so I don't know how other people, whether there's been any talk about how other districts are going to manage it or handle it. Has anybody spoken to anybody?
Well, the governor said that he was submitting legislation to today that would define how district meetings are to be conducted. At least that's reading between the lines what it meant. So we'll have to see what comes out of the legislature.
Thanks. Okay. Chris, the Water Department, do you want to start?
You guys have papers over there. They're all out back if you want to follow it all. There were some back there. Basically, right now, we've put in for a 3% increase for across the board. Doesn't include the step or the step increases that were given throughout the year or anything, but it's there with the figures. Everything's that I have over there, I'll just give you the where the writing is on the side of why we've increased or decreased for anything. They're pretty self-explanatory, but if there's any questions on them afterwards, I'll let you know. If you go down to the maintenance section, water mains are going to stay the same. Our stations and tanks, we're increasing a couple $1,000 just because of our new SCADA system. We're going to need to get a maintenance contract with it because a lot of the stuff will be done remotely. Going to stay at the same. The USDA maintenance reserve is something that we have to take out anyways. We're going up about $8,000 in grounds. Between all the different costs, you know, I go out to bid, ask three different people to come in, give me prices. It goes up every year a little bit. So we've got it in there for increased lawn care and transfer station costs. Water testing. It can be, 1 year it can be low, 1 year it can be high. We have radium, gross alpha, SOCs, and the different PFAS forever contaminants there that we're going to have to test for this year. They're expensive tests. Last year we didn't have to do the real expensive ones, a lot of cheap tests and everything else, but those are required by the Department of Environmental Protection, so we have to do those. Other than that, the business, the building repair and the meter replacement, we're keeping the same. If we go down to operations, we're going to keep the same in advertising. Postage, because of our increased billing, is going up approximately $50. It's not really too much for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
The printing has gone up $1,000 because of the bills happen to print more. Computer has gone up a little bit of an increase there because we're going to be taking on online billing, and the district is picking up the cost for a lot of that. This is the support afterwards to make the Windows 10 come into it. Over and above stuff, I tried to get Jen before just to talk about it a little bit because Ray had mentioned something to me about it. And she said that she realizes that it's being paid for. This is actually over and above. It's not, she didn't take that into consideration. Building supplies will be the same. Office supplies, we've increased a couple hundred dollars just because of prices. Uniforms are going to be the same. The dues and licensing has actually gone down as we all just recertified through the state, and that's a two-year license.
Oh, good.
We've gone up a couple thousand dollars in fuel. It varies. You know, you have to have it there just in case. It'll be back if not. The trucks that we have now, one of them is going a little further to go back and forth. One of the guys we hired was a little further away than the old guy did, the other employees, so it does get to use a little more fuel going back and forth. Truck repair, they're all pretty new trucks, so we're keeping it right at the same there. Tools and hardware are the same. Chemicals are the same right now. The telephone's gone up quite a bit. Because of the new SCADA system, we had to add a new line so that they can communicate at any time with it, back and forth. It has an alarm system that has to have that attachment to it. So it's brought it up quite a bit. I actually had to get another iPhone because of it, instead of the flip phone that we've always had. So I had to upgrade that phone also. So that's the increase there. Electricity is just going to be about the same. HVAC is... we've increased it up $100 just because the average prices that we're getting now have gone up a little over, we underestimated last year. Other than that, consumption assessment will be $2,000, conservation $1,500, legal and engineering at $550,000, and training and education at $4,000. Service connections will also stay the same, so it puts us with an increase, a little over 4% for the budget and the 3% altogether, or is that just with labor? I mean, salaries also. Yeah. So it'd be about a 4% increase all across the board.
I have a question.
Sure.
You mentioned that with the new monitoring system, the phones are too small.
Yeah.
Yeah, and is there in here to get computers for people?
That would come off a special appropriation fund that we have.
Okay.
We'd like to take it out of there. If we have the money left over, we'll be buying either, Chief Ruta offered us a couple iPads, so I don't know if they would work or not. I'll have to talk to the guy and find out, so we might be able to save some money there. But if we do it, it'll come out of the special appropriation for the SCADA system and security.
So, and I have one other question about the USDA maintenance reserve.
Yes.
Can that only be used on the tank?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And is that good? Is that the one that needs to be? That's not the one that needs to be cleaned, is it?
It is. And it is getting cleaned. It's scheduled to be done April. Is the first or second Monday in April? They'll be out there. We have to drain the other one first, and we're cleaning the inside of the one over there. Once we fill that up, they'll move over and do the power wash on the outside.
Okay.
And that'll
be
paid from the maintenance account. I've already talked to Ray about that a little. He's giving me the number to take it from.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Any questions?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'll say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Didn't bring handouts, but I know I emailed it to everybody, and it's on the projector behind you. So, start with the salary and labor and salary. The one big addition to this year is the proposal for a deputy chief position. So we propose the proposal is for $115,000 for a deputy chief's position, and we made some other changes in the budget to help make up for that. We are currently the executive assistant position is going to be eliminated. They've had a change in staff, so the position is open at this point in time. So we've reduced that line item by $30,000, and we reduced the standby, firefighter standby, by, what was that, $43,000. So those are the two big reductions to make up for that difference. The reason for the deputy chief position is we aren't getting a lot of standby from firefighters, so in the summertime when they're out for three-plus calls a day, it could be 6 hours a day the station is empty. So at that point in time, it's just myself in the station. Having another body in the station that can both do administrative work and be a response person during the day when the firefighter's out and 24 hours a day because they have a vehicle is going to be a big benefit. So that's the main reasoning behind the position. The deputy and I would share the administrative responsibilities that are currently held by the executive assistant. The other line items are mostly because of the contractual agreements that the union has settled on with the district. That sets the wages, the longevity pay, vacation coverage, sick coverage, personal coverage, and holiday pay. Full-time injury, we increased that dramatically from last year. Last year we had that funded at $55,000. We're looking at probably close to $200,000 this year on that line item. If you look at an average over the last 8 years, the average is $75,000. So we funded that, or proposed funding that at $80,000. Given the age of the workforce, and especially the current pandemic, there's anticipation that we're going to use all of that account again next year. Hopefully we won't, but there's that possibility, and we need a budget for it. Sick line item, we were considering reducing that, but given what's going on, we're going to level fund that from last year at the $100,000. Again, we haven't hit that, and hopefully we won't, but that's the proposal. Everything else is about the same. We reduced the union labor other. We're not in contract negotiations. Don't see any need for that. So we dropped that by half. So overall, there's a 5.91% increase in salary and labors. Any questions?
What is other FT, Chief?
Other FT. So that it's kind of a catch-all. So anything that doesn't fall into a sick coverage, vacation coverage, holiday pay, anything else. So that's used if we want to send a vehicle to get repaired somewhere. It's an extra firefighter for the however many hours it is to go out. It's been used for covering fire open positions. So when we have in the fall, we had two open positions for people that had left, and three IOD positions. So the three IOD positions are funded through the full-time injury, but the open positions were funded through that account. We just had a firefighter resign Friday, so we've got another open position which will also fund that. So it's kind of a catch-all that doesn't fit into another category. We didn't anticipate it being as high as it was this year. We didn't anticipate having so many vacancies or people leave either, so that's why it's high. Next slide.
No.
Operations are almost entirely level funded with the exception of legal. Legal we dropped by $10,000. Other than that, they're all level funded. The funding we had last year was sufficient for next year. So there's a 3.86% decrease in operations budget. Maintenance account, again, those are all level funded. I guess the one notable, it's not a change, but to make note of is the radio equipment account. We're anticipating the state has going to require us to change all of our radios, portables, and vehicle radios over to a digital system very shortly, but they have committed to funding that almost entirely. They're going to require us to buy spare batteries and remote mics for the portables, but we're looking at about a $95,000 grant from the state to replace all our radios, so that'll be a big plus going forward for us. That's about it here. Other than that, it's level funded. So overall, for the budget, we're looking for a 4.42% increase in our total budget. Proposed articles. We've essentially got one proposed article. I believe I've discussed it with Prudential and Prudential chairperson, and we might roll this into one budget. So we're looking for the Chief's car, the 2014 Expedition with 75,000 miles on it, is up for replacement. So the proposal is to replace that. The vehicle itself is a state bid price is about $39,000. For radio installation and lights, it brings it to about $45,000. Also, we're proposing a vehicle for the new deputy's chief position. Again, about the same price, so it'll be $45,000. So it'll be a $90,000 article, depending on what the treasurer thinks to spread out capital expenditures. So we've been discussing it and trying to figure out what makes the most sense. Next year on the capital replacement, we have repairs for the brush breaker and an inflatable. I'm not sure where the water department sits and whether we can. It makes sense to put these in the same year or whether it makes sense to spread them out by a year. The vehicle that I have right now, the Expedition, if that was used for the deputy's position, there are some repairs it needs. The transmission's starting to have problems. And then the other consideration is the new vehicles are going up 5% next year, so a 5% increase. So I was working with the treasurer to see where this makes the most sense. I think it makes more sense to get them now together. Get rid of the vehicle that's becoming slightly unreliable, but I'm 100%. The fire commissioners and myself are interested in what the Prudential's position this would be.
Do you have any idea how much it will cost to bring the Expedition?
If I were to take a guess on repairs over the next year, we're probably talking about $5,000. So about $5,000 in repairs and a 5% increase in the cost of the $45,000 vehicle is a couple thousand dollars too. So we're talking an $8,000 less if we buy them both this year versus spreading them out.
So my suggestion when I talked to the chief earlier was that to put both those vehicles on the warrant, and if the there's an amendment can be made to take one of the vehicles off, correct? Spend less money.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
An amendment can be made from the floor to take one of the vehicles off, less money. So we thought, let the voters make that decision. Because of once the transmission starts to go, it's like a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I just had, I know this is a tough question, but Any prospects to fill the now vacant position?
Let's hope I have another email on that, a text message. We advertised on the internet. I think it went out today. We do have a full-time firefighter from a neighboring community that is interested and is going to come speak with us tomorrow. I've been told by peers that he's a high-quality candidate. I may have another. I probably got two, I think, right now at least. So I think we're hopefully going to have a candidate very quickly. Getting through a person through the required state tests and physicals may be a challenge given what's going on in the world right now. But
yeah,
we're hoping that we can fill this very quickly. I think the contract that's settled with the district is reasonable for the firefighters, and I think it's attractive enough that that we're going to get some good quality candidates.
Great.
Are all three of the injured firefighters back?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, all three are back, and now we've got the one open position for a resignation from last Friday.
Okay. Great.
We do also, the other article we need is, we've got some past fiscal year bills from Motorola that somehow out of the blue, we got an email from them saying, hey, by the way, you guys have some money that was for batteries and repairs of portables from, one was from a year ago, one was from 2 years ago. Don't know why we never get an invoice or why it never get covered, but there's that bill that I need an article, and it's unfortunate. We've put some changes into place. We've got a new purchase module now that we have in place, so anytime there's any purchase or request for supplies, there has to be signed purchase orders. They are logged on a digital document that we've set up. When we want to pay bills at the end of the week, we press one button that generates bills for payment. It's going to track expenditures so this never happens again. It also is dramatically going to reduce our administration time. So now we can sort all bills, any expenditures by person. It tracks uniform allowance. It tracks funds in every account. It's going to make life a lot simpler and prevent errors like this from ever happening again.
Excellent.
Great. All set?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm going to start out with the finance department and then look at a couple of other departments and then come back and try and look at the fire department, water department gave me their budgets and I've loaded them into our format so we can get a first look overview. In the finance department, the salary increase was on the finance treasurer, a 3% cost of living, and the assistant treasurer is 12% to bring her in line with the other positions in the district. Telephone, we've got a new rate of $94 a month, and so I'm reflecting that. The payroll service, I'm reflecting $160 per pay with a 10% cushion to move to the biweekly. I think a cushion is in order. First time going through with this, there could be some surprises. The audit, first year audit, I've estimated at 33. We haven't put out the RFP yet. And I want to come back and talk about that later on in my comments. The bond issue, we have two anticipated in F21. One would be the rollover in December and then the fire station repairs. Everything else is level funded down to insurance. Too early to tell here. But the literature indicates that 8% is the overall average increase. And in our workers' comp, I'm just reflecting the 3% increase. I'll look forward to honing those down when the agents have a little better handle on their market. Payroll taxes, I've just inflated with the anticipated wage increase, and then the large increase on town administration services is for the collector. Previously, because of the elected position, we were paying a stipend to the collector. Now that function has fallen within the treasurer, and after discussion with the treasurer, a reasonable fee for us for all the services that they perform seemed reasonable at about $7,000, which is $7,400, what I've reflected. So overall, it's a 6.8% increase in in our expense levels and a 7% increase that I'm proposing overall. Any questions in that?
I'm sorry, because I see 13.6, but you mentioned 7,500. I know we're increasing it by 6,800.
Well, the 6,800 plus 7,400 gets you to the, if my arithmetic is right.
Okay.
I think it's another 6,800 is what I put in there for the treasurer collector, not 7,400. Public buildings, we're looking at 3% cost of living for the part-time maintenance person. Electricity, we're just looking at the running rate and what our prior year experience is, and I've bumped that up to about where I think we're going to be at next year. The other change is in the grounds, and I've simply, again, reflected running rate and looking at history to increase that to $5,000. And then finally, the telephone with the installation of the Wi-Fi here, we're paying that through the telephone, and that's what that increase is attributable to.
So did you include for Freedom Hall the expense of the floor?
That would be the...
No, this floor.
Ah.
The maintenance. Yearly maintenance of this floor.
No, I did not.
$1,200?
No, he said $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just also about the electricity, I've heard from NextAmp, the solar company that we signed the contract with, and they're probably going to be online for giving us credits in two months, but definitely by the first of the, fiscal year, July. So that should help with the...
It'll offset, but I mean, we won't directly offset the electricity, but it will show up as other revenue, which will be offsetting that added increase.
So it'll be for the hall, the fire station, and 56 High Street. That's all.
Not the water department?
No, the water department has already had the solar contract.
Yeah. Street lights, I'm actually increasing that slightly by $1,000 and reallocating some of those amounts. Again, the electricity amount is coming in higher than we have had in the past. As you can see, the F-19 is $5,300, and we're going to be around $5,100 on a annualizing the 20 revenue expense year-to-date. So I put that in at $5,100. We've had better experience on the maintenance, so I dropped that somewhat down to $1,900. But I think we have to look at an increase overall of about $1,000 going into next year for that.
Still much lower than
The library I've put in at 3%, and hopefully that will stick. In terms of debt, the long-term debt is pretty well fixed. What I've put in for the short-term debt, which is variable, is $284,000, and as you can see below, that $500,000 chemical upgrade, that's actually 2 years old. And trying to get a five-year amortization of that would mean picking up about $167,000 on that this year. The security system is a little over a year old, so $117,000 on that. And then will be the fire station improvements. We'll be taking out 50 this year, I think. We'll talk about that later. And then another 50 next year, primarily for their security system in the building there. The 284 is I won't say discretionary, but we do have flexibility there. However, we have a very strong free cash this year, and I would think that we could find a home for that money to get back on the normal 5-year amortization for those projects, if I could. In the this is the benefits, and we'll be looking at health insurance going from 360 down to 338. Health group has again voted not to have a change, although with that they warned us that there might be an 8% or more increase next year. Taking advantage of the bird in hand, we're reflecting no rate change, but changes in coverage going into the year and anticipating one new position coming on board. The rest of the health rates, no change. The retirement assessment we have already in hand, 332, and the OPED is estimated from the latest actuarial report.
So now that we have 4 firefighters that aren't taking the district insurance but are getting a stipend to compensate for not taking it, is that in that 338?
No.
No, okay. Where is that going to show up?
That's going to have to be in the salary line at some point.
Okay.
And I think Paul and I have talked about where we show it. It's going to end up probably by department in the fire department. That being the only thing that would really pass muster when you talk about a departmental expense. But obviously it's another contract cost that we
so
have.
Is that going to be about $40,000? Is that the ballpark?
I think that's
okay.
On it, yeah.
Total?
Yes.
For all 4.
Yeah. Stabilization, we have the $25,000 for the district general fund, which we normally do. I have the new census for the water department for next year's water department stabilization at $45,880. Going back and looking at the overall we have the reserve fund, $30,000, the finance budget at $388, fire department, $2,110,000, $90,000. That's both cars. We can adjust as you indicated, Fran. Water department, $721,697. No articles for them. The Prucom building budget, it looks big because I'm showing cents there, not whole dollars, so it looks bigger than it is. It's actually $22,000 going down slightly. And then the streetlight budget goes up by $1,000. I'll be adjusting that. The building budget up, so that will almost be level funded. Streetlight budget's up $1,000, library up 3%. The principal and interest budget up $24,000 to catch up on some of the previous notes, and then the employee benefits going down by about 9%. We had talked about showing that stipend in the benefits, but it's really a personnel expense that my union rules say I have to put it in salary. And then the $70,000 transfer into stabilization. Looks like a total ask of the district of $4,979,000, up 4.6%. Looking at our sources of funds, I think there's two things that we can look at to mitigate the tax levy. I think we ought to hold ambulance just about where it is. As you'll see, it's I think we're going to hit the budget, but it's slowing up from the earlier increases we saw. But I think we'll have to take a look at one of revenue. I don't know whether 850 is the right. I put it in as a placeholder. But certainly, I think that the taxpayers are anticipating us to reflect more water department revenue to offset the taxes, and that was just a pass to reflect that. And then I put 600 out of the $749,000 of free cash that we have available. Again, those numbers will flux as we get closer to the end. Any questions overall?
That's great. I agree with the water funding. It will help take sting hopefully off of some of those water bills that people were complaining about.
Yep. Yeah. It'll be good to show that. I will make those changes, and I think we'll figure out when we're going to meet next to and how we'll approach that, the ambulance and the water department and free cash. I'll make those expense adjustments that we talked about. Turning to the current status, I've handed out, there was a few in the back, the February report. Tax collections are at 70%. At this point, February, our target against our budget is 67%. So tax collections are running 70% of budget, therefore slightly ahead. And they're also up 14% over the prior year. I think that's a real increase. I think that the collector has caught up. I think that office is running very smoothly now. So I think that 14% is near as damn it an actual increase. The water department water rate is up. It's 107% of our budget. 683, depending upon what our collections are on that January billing, they might close in at somewhere north of 720, 730, something like that. But their water rate collections are up $220,000 over last year. Fire department, while ambulance is on budget, in fact ahead of budget at 76%, they're really down 3% from last year. So I think we want to be cautious about how we project that into the coming year. Looking at a silver lining in the virus, we may have more runs. There'll probably be more Medicare runs than regular, which aren't high revenue runs. In the other category, we've just received more interest, and but I have a feeling that over the last 30 days that will reverse itself when we look at what the investment has been in our OPED account. Prudential, the expense is slightly over budget, but again, I won't go into the detail because I think I want to save time for some other subjects. That's really due to insurance that we pay one time. Fire department, it's on target. Water department, it's actually below target. Freedom Hall, below target. Street lights, below target. Debt service, we have another payment, the last long-term payment coming up in April, but I might actually get that out in March, just so it doesn't get lost in any of the confusion with the virus, so that we're on time with that payment. Benefits, it looks like they're ahead, but they're really not, because, again, we have a heavy payment for retirement at the beginning of the year, and also we run 1 month ahead, so there's really no June expense. So that 84% is a little overstated. Transfers, library, it's all done. The second page, there's really not much change. I just want to point out that the under footnote number one, I'm going to propose a motion that we close those appropriations out. That's within the powers of the Prudential Committee. They're under $50,000 or do not have any bank debt. And so I have a motion following this to close those out and move the $6,011 to the general stabilization. That's money left over in those appropriations. And I think then that closes those out. There's one that we'll have to close out at with the annual district meeting, and I'm still trying to confirm that we can use that old water tank excess funding, and it's not one that has that 40-year life which would preclude us from using it. I'm going to really skip the next page, which is just detailing what I said on the first page, and go to the motion. And again, this motion simply closes those five appropriations that I listed under 50, no bank involvement, and there's $6,011 left over that in this motion we move to the General Stabilization Fund.
Do you want to do that now?
Yes, if you would, please.
You want to read it? Yeah, you can read it. I move that all unspent funds from the following funds be transferred to the District Stabilization Fund. I further move that the above transfer, the Prudential Committee close the following appropriations that are under $50,000 and or were not debt funded. One, appropriation 2017-6 rehab engine number 263 with $12 unspent.
Okay.
Two, appropriation 2018-2 repaved fire station parking lot unspent $5,999. Three, appropriation 2019-13 water department pickup all spent. Four, appropriation 2009-10 levels pond all spent. Five, appropriation 2010-10 water mains all spent.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I just point out that what these were spent on was the payment of debt. Mm-hmm. There was money left over, but we used that to pay down debt. The next page is probably an introduction to the discussion that we'll have to have on what we do going forward. We've developed some emergency procedures for administration that we're putting in place with your approval. Number one, we're increasing the water department's petty cash from $200 to $1,000 and establishing a fire department petty cash of $1,000. This is to take care of any incidentals that would arise, since I'm anticipating at some point the administrative staff will not be able to be at the fire station. Second of all, we are going to be working remotely, and with the help of the new invoice system, or purchase order system, as the Chief just described, which is really a very powerful system, we are able to process, assemble, and approve remotely the fire department invoices. Water department does something like this, but nothing this powerful and flexible. And if time allows, this year, if not this year, next year, I'm going to try to get them to adopt it too. It's a terrific system, as the chief said. You're able to categorize, summarize, aggregate, disaggregate these invoices, and it's all online. So when we're working remotely, we will still have the ability to see invoices, see that they're approved, because the system reflects approval in a secure field. So we know that it's an approved invoice, and we can process for Prudential Committee approval for payment. The Water Department, it's not quite that sophisticated, but it does allow us to pay bills remotely. Accordingly, we have a go package for both the Assistant Treasurer and myself of blank checks, all numbered, and we'll identify those numbers. And we would be processing those remotely. I would start off by saying these procedures, other than the petty cash, which is pretty straightforward, have not been put in place. They are untested. So we are going to be working our way through these things, and there may be adjustments necessary. But I think we have the skeleton of a means of operating remotely to sustain the operation of the district. Most importantly, I'm going to skip down to payroll. We'll have a method of maintaining the payroll so that people are being paid. Everyone is basically on a direct deposit. So if we get the hours to Lisa or myself, we can prepare a payroll and pay the staff, water and fire. Certain other bills, health insurance, a couple of approaches there. We may talk about wire transfers. We may talk about a standard amount. Right now, all those bills come by mail. We'll see if we can't get some online transmittal, particularly of the health insurance bill. Failing that, we'll just pay a standard amount and then reconcile and readjust after the fact. I'd stress that the bank reconciliation will proceed as usual, and that is really our ultimate ad hoc control over this process. I'm going to try and stay out of it as much as possible, so I'm independently reconciling it. I'm not actually issuing checks and reconciling, which is not an ideal situation. But again, these aren't ideal situations. Finally, given the turmoil in the bond market, we couldn't go to market right now for the $50,000. I've asked our consultants to delay it to June. That may be a solution. It could be that we won't be able to float that bond at all. The markets might be that much in turmoil. And an alternative would be we have $13,000 that we spent basically on the kitchen in the fire station, and we would simply ask at the annual district meeting to retroactively approve that as a free cash disbursement. And that will, otherwise it becomes a unfunded disbursement, and we don't want to have that. Finally, I want to talk about the auditors. We talked about going out for an RFP on next year's audit. We're so delayed on this audit, with your approval, I'm going to approach the auditors to have them extend one more year. It's not ideal, but if you think about it, they're going to be doing two audits at one time, just about. They won't be able to come anywhere near us, I guess, for 2 months. So the best way I can see to work our way through this is extend them for one more year, if they're willing. I haven't had that conversation. And then put an RFP, including them, which I've told them, for 21 and beyond.
There's no news that they've replaced their lost staff, so
There was a miscommunication. I haven't got an update yet.
Okay. It's great if we hold them over, but are they ever going to get here?
I think that's, well, I would say if they can't get here, that firm is in serious trouble. And it may be self-curing. We may be finding a solution because we have to.
So I think we need a motion to hold them over for one more year.
That would empower me to do that.
Yeah. I make a motion to extend the contract with current auditors one more year to 2021.
For the fiscal 20 audit.
For the fiscal 20 audit.
Current year audit.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then the next thing is really a table, the discussion of how we go forward on district meetings. We don't, as I said, the governor has submitted that legislation. I don't know what's come out of that yet. But we probably ought to do some what ifs.
I contacted Governor Baker eased up some of the open meeting law requirements for
right.
meetings.
Yeah.
Which means that everybody could on a committee could meet remotely. The other important thing is that the meetings could be held not in a building like this without the public present, but you have to provide a way for the public to hear the meeting. And I clarified that today. So it can either be Facebook, live stream Facebook, or Skyping. I've never used Skyping.
I've never used Skype.
Or by telephone. I don't even know how you do that by telephone. I did clarify with them today, noticing the meeting. And so the only thing you have to do noticing the meeting to change it would be to say that it's going to be on Facebook and give the link. Now, the church held a service Sunday, and it was Facebook Live. And it worked out very well.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue how they set it up or did it, but it worked out very well. Our next meeting, that's what we'll be doing till further notice. And the annual meeting, we don't know when that's going to be because, they're still working on that at the State House.
I wouldn't be surprised to see something like the legislature, the state does, if they don't pass the budget that you operate on this year's budget for the coming year until you're able to meet.
One problem with the Facebook Live, or that kind of thing is, I think that we still have to physically meet.
No.
Because I think it's only one, like Angie, it was just her.
Yeah.
So I don't know how.
I don't think so. I'll ask, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they suspended the requirement for you to be there live.
Yeah.
You can have less than the quorum by teleconference.
Okay.
I've got one of my guys and Pete Emerson, who's pretty tech savvy, and an IT professional in the community, Brett Dykeman. They were working on it today. I think they've solved it, or within the next day or two, they'll have a system up and running that we can all use.
Great.
So they're looking at Facebook Live. They're looking at Skype. There's a couple other different applications they're looking at, and they'll find a solution for us that we'll have shared with everybody by the end of the week.
Excellent. Thank you.
It should, just one person would have to be on the screen,
but
the other people would have to be able to be heard.
Heard.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you all set?
That's it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Next is the administrative assistant.
Mm-hmm.
She's resigned from her position at the fire station, but she's agreed to stay on to do Freedom Hall,
mm-hmm.
our minutes, and posting the audio. And she'll also be doing the minutes and posting the audio for the fire commissioners.
Excellent.
And she will hopefully be helping out with some clerical work. In terms of old records and scanning old records in the treasurer's office. So we're working on getting that all set up. And I'm thrilled that she's staying on because I didn't want to do it. And then I was going to ask that, you know, we look at finally getting the basement ceiling downstairs. I think the $15,000 is inadequate for that. And also using the money left over from the floor, repurposing it and with a vote at the annual meeting to take care of the stage floor.
Right.
But I think in light of everything that's going on and the possible, you know, we just don't know what the financial
impact will be.
Picture is going to be going forward, that I don't think we'd need to put that on the warrant this year. I think we can hold on to that and maybe, you know, next year if things are straightened out.
I would think that the stage floor would be considered flooring in Freedom Hall. I would consider that part of that appropriation.
Yeah, well, out of an abundance of caution, I would prefer it, because I think it might cost more than the $10,000 we have left over.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Well, in that case, yeah.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I think it would be prudent just to hold off on that with everything else that's going on that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then just, did you have a
chance? I did.
Did you have to read the minutes?
I did. Okay. I didn't have any problems.
All right. So make a motion to approve the minutes as written for 24 February meeting 2020.
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. All set?
Yeah. When are we meeting again?
I don't know.
Next week?
Well, I think we have to, you know, do we need to do anything in the next couple of weeks? And do we have is there a drop-dead date for everything to you if by some slim chance we can have the meeting in May?
You have to close your warrant in 30 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
To the meeting, so the end of April.
Okay. And so if it got moved to June, it would be the same? Okay. All right.
I could almost count on that. I think you could almost count on that.
And June's not sounding good either.
No. Yeah. No.
Maybe August.
Maybe August. Yeah. Great time.
That's what they're saying. So I don't know whether we need to meet soon, just to, if there is an alternative and we can hold it, and some.
I think we probably just need to see what's going to happen.
What's
going to
come out of the governor?
Out of the out of the state, mm-hmm. You know, and then make a decision about what we're going to do.
Yeah, I'll reflect the changes in the budget, and I'll just circulate it then at the next meeting.
Okay.
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.